Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. Today, we will read Answering Haruki Murakami by Bang Min-ho. I'm your host, Karen Choi, and please stay tuned.
Why was I so easily persuaded when Hyein invited me to Hawaii? Perhaps it's because Haruki was there. It's because the question Haruki Murakami had posed to me was still waiting to be answered. Why don't you come? You can see Haruki there. You like Haruki, don't you?
Bang Min-ho's Answering Haruki Murakami, published in 2015, starts with Hyein's invitation to Eun-hyung to come see Haruki's reading in Hawaii. Here's the story's author and Korean literature professor Bang Min-ho of Seoul National University explaining how he came to write this.
한국은 1987년에 민주화 운동
As Korea underwent the democratization process, including the Democratic Movement in 1987 and the Summer Olympics in 1988, Koreans started living individualistic lives instead of striving for the greater public good or social ideas. Then came the literary darling of the time, Haruki Murakami. His rise to stardom began with Norwegian Wood, published by publishing house Literature and Thought under the title The Era of Loss and Here in Korea. Practically everyone in Korea had this book. I was inspired to write this story when a college friend asked me to come to a reading session by Haruki in Hawaii back in
2013.
I was under great pressure once I decided to go to Hawaii. I had to check those quotes. I clearly remember them being in that book, a collection of Haruki's short stories. But I no longer have that book. Eun-hyung found two volumes of Haruki's short stories at a used bookstore in front of his school. Those books brought back long-forgotten events from his past. That autumn, on November 9, 1989, the Berlin Wall fell. What was I doing at that time? It was January 23, 1990. The morning's paper's headline was about something called a labor class incident. The investigation was a fraud, done only to bring about an indictment. That winter, I listened to Kim Hyun-sik's I Loved You in front of Mongma Records at Shincheon Rotary. From the winter of 1989 leading into 1990, to the winter between 1990 and 1991, I was indeed in the middle of the era of loss. A man who couldn't possibly be called alive, just barely breathing, was reading Haruki while hiding in a boarding house somewhere in the back alley in Shincheon, where Kim Hyun-sik's songs were flowing like sewage.
One day, Haruki came to talk to me from the book I was reading. I won't live for the improvement of society. While people try to fix one problem, countless others are created. Why should I waste my one and only life in vain for something like that? Taken by surprise, I was weighed down by Haruki's question.
Murakami Haruki는 그렇게 얘기했죠. 하나의 사회적 문제를 해결하려고 노력을 기울이는 사이에
Haruki Murakami said that while people try to solve one social problem, 10 or 20 more such problems arise. Then, why should I waste my only life on something so futile? I can't exactly remember the quotes, but there were sentences to that effect in the book. People at the time were living individualistic lives, just as Haruki's book indicated. I was one of those foolish people who couldn't give up on social ideals, but didn't have logical arguments that could counter those quotes. So that experience was a sort of trauma and challenge for me. I believe that I should answer that question.
상처 같은 것이기도 하고 또 과제 같은 것이기도 했습니다. 그렇기 때문에 오랫동안 이 문제를 풀어야 된다는 생각을 했던 것이죠.
A few days later in Hawaii, Eunhyung went to a cafe famous for its mojitos with Hain. You know what? People say that Hemingway used to drink 7 or 8 glasses of this cocktail a day. Eunhyung, drunk with the flavor, scent, and color of mojito, remembered the Hain from their college days.
When was it? I ran into Hain in front of a ticket booth in Sincheom subway station. She was dressed in all black, as if she were on her way to a funeral. In fact, she was going to church. Later, when we became friends, Hain told me to become a Christian, just like her. Eunhyung, church is not built with stones, but with our hearts. Any place where the faithful people gather can become a church, whether it is a home, on a mountain, or on a beach. Hain was a fundamentalist, just like me. We were the same type of people, simply with different ideals. Hain tried to save me from the mire of secular battles because of her conviction that the world cannot escape from this useless struggle. But I wanted to, in turn, save her from her hopeless faith. We loved each other, but couldn't accept the path each one of us had taken. I'm going to leave this country once I graduate. We can't save each other in this place. I'm choking. It's too hot. I want to escape from this burning house.
Eunhyung could hardly believe that he was in Hawaii with Hain. So is Haruki's reading taking place for real? You saw the poster yesterday. It's set at 7 o'clock in the grand ballroom of the University of Hawaii. They arrived at the next day's reading 2 hours early, so they were able to sit 3 rows from the dais. Haruki introduced himself as a writer and runner and started talking about his works. A short reading was followed by a book signing event. Eunhyung opened Haruki's book that he had brought from Korea to be signed.
I came from Korea 2 days ago to meet you. Haruki opened his eyes wide. His dubious face seemed to ask such questions as, "You really came to see me? For what?" I wanted to drag out this moment for a little bit longer. It wasn't as if I had something special to say. No. I realized that moment I opened the book in front of him. If someone asked me to what the realization was, it was the fact that even he wouldn't have the answer to the questions he had asked me. I bet even Haruki himself didn't know why he had written those words. Even I have forgotten where those long-cherished quotes were. Rather, did I really see those words somewhere in Haruki's book? Maybe the words were just a net in which I bound myself, posing as Haruki. There is nothing certain and clear in this world.
On his flight back to Korea, Eunhyung wondered why he had gone to Hawaii. Do I still believe that I'm living differently from others? What did Haruki tell me in Hawaii? What is Haruki to me? How should I live my life from now on? Is there anyone in the world who can answer these questions? Trying to find some relief, Eunhyung scanned the in-flight movie list before spotting a film titled The Descendants. It was a film starring George Clooney, who plays Matt King, an attorney and descendant of Hawaii's Kamehameha dynasty.
Matt's great-great-grandmother, Princess Margaret Kealohani, was the last direct descendant of King Kamehameha. She married Edward King, a banker and the son of a white evangelist. And thanks to a huge inheritance the couple had left, the children had enough wealth to enjoy for generations. But many of the descendants had squandered their inheritances. They wanted to sell the land in Kauai for millions of dollars. Following his father's footsteps, Matt had been capably managing the trust for years. Matt's relatives gathered to vote on whether they should sell the family land, and if so, who they should sell it to. They voted to sell the land to Don Hulitzer, the Hawaiian-born developer who made a fortune in Silicon Valley. instead of the outsider Chicago group. But Matt, who had the final decision-making right, decided not to sell the family land. We're like Haole. We go to private schools and clubs, and we can barely speak pidgin, let alone Hawaiian. But we got Hawaiian blood, and we're tied to this land. And our children are tied to this land. Now, it's a miracle that for some reason, 150 years ago, we owned this much of paradise. But we do. And for whatever reason now, I'm the trustee. And I'm not signing. And if you sue me, it'll only make us closer.
The story's author, Bang Min-ho, explains how The Descendants relates to the novel.
그래서 이 영화는 후손으로서 우리는 전부 혼혈화돼가고 있고 그리고 하와이
This movie asks how the characters should live when the descendants of the Hawaiian kings are becoming whiter and can't even speak Hawaiian, and whether they have anything left as they live off the family land. The question seemed to be directed at me. The movie seemed to ask me what I was going to do as the world was asking me to change my values, my identity.
영화 속의 주인공처럼 너 또한 그런 질문 앞에 서 있는 것이다. 이런 생각을 하게 됐던 것이죠.
On my way out of the airport, I asked myself how I should live from now on. I decided not to sell myself. There are two opposing genes in all human beings. One gene makes you live only for yourself, and the other gene for other people. The former is always superior to the latter. But since the latter is also a gene, we can't discard it either. I myself cannot escape from the inherently selfish fate of a human being. I am a human being who is operated by the selfish gene and a delusional being who cannot look at oneself honestly. Just like Haruki's quote that I couldn't find, I may be living with the wrong idea about myself. Several days passed after Eun-young returned home from Hawaii. Suddenly wanting to see the in-flight movie again, he typed in The Descendants on his computer.
I saw someone has commented on the movie. We are alone, but not alone. Oh, cool. But right now, I seem to be alone. I'm not anybody's descendant, and I don't have any family land. Yet I live like a person who has something to protect. How delusional is that? I decided not to watch the movie and pushed aside Haruki's book. And then I started typing on the keyboard. I started writing about how I went to see Haruki with Hyein in Hawaii. The story will rescue me from my darkness.
The story ends with Eun-young writing his own story. Here's literary critic Chun So-young to tell us about the message the author is trying to communicate to us with this last scene.
주인공은 오랫동안 자기 안의 문제를 하루키를 통해서 고민을 하다가
The main character tried for a long time to find an answer to his problem through Haruki. In the end, he finds a way to salvation. When Eun-young went to meet Haruki in the story, he hadn't hoped to find the answer in Haruki. The story is an introspective journey where he looks straight into the question and attempts to find the answer within himself. Based on the movie The Descendants, the answer is that an individual forms a harmoniously cooperating community founding on the individual's own ethics. This is only an ideal theory, but this story doesn't end with Eun-young achieving such an ideal. The main character writes a story in the last scene, which represents his resolve to not let go of his idealism. The story illustrates the author's literary principle.
이상을 놓지 않겠다는 다짐이 이 주인공의 글쓰기 행위에 담기는 것입니다. 그래서 이 작품은 이 작가의 문학론이기도 합니다.
Thank you for tuning in to Books on Demand. This week we read Answering Haruki Murakami by Bang Min-ho. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.